Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your Brussels sprouts obsessed. Finally took out my scarves and mittens, going on an ice skating date, friend.
And I'm Bethany, your impending travel panicking, new favorite shoe wearing, mourning the discontinuation of my favorite lipstick, friend.
Oh, and every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
Thanksgiving. Because it is happening as we speak.
Yep, it's what basically everybody's talking about lately.
And it's today, probably, this is released.
That's right, yeah. We're going to release this on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You might be listening to us as a way to escape your family, which, you know, you might be like up in your old bedroom.
And that's okay. That's okay with me.
We are with you in spirit.
Your grandma may be angry that you're not helping her with her pecan pie.
Yeah, but you can't ever be good enough for her anyway. So like she's always going to criticize you. You might as well not try. Kathleen.
Yeah.
You and my boyfriend Dennis are equally obsessed with Brussels sprouts, apparently.
I cannot get enough of Brussels sprouts
lately.
It's
the new it food.
It is, yeah. There's a way that I make them during the holidays, which is like with bacon and like bacon fat.
Yeah.
But I have recently come to realize that if you slice them very thin or toss them in a food processor real quickly, you can make like a delicious tossed salad with shreds of Brussels sprouts.
That sounds good.
Some pomegranate seeds for color.
Yeah.
A little vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Some sunflower seeds.
Uh-huh. What else? Keep going. Yeah. Feta? Would feta work with
that? Yeah, you could put in some feta, some tomato, some very thinly sliced, green onion or red onion maybe, good. Very fresh tasting. And it's great for a Thanksgiving table, raw Brussels sprouts with, pomegranates, a little bit of vinaigrette because it adds color to your table.
Yes, and some leafy greens. It's a lot of heavy foods on Thanksgiving.
Well, everybody talks about how Thanksgiving food is beige.
It is. It's all very beige.
The turkey's beige. The gravy's beige.
Yeah, it's like a Norwegian meal. A lot of Norwegian foods are just white.
Really?
Various white and orange foods. So it's like orange sweet potatoes, orange carrots, white potatoes, white meat, white bread, white everything.
You know, after you've washed a lot of dishes after a big meal and your sponge, you're like, this sponge needs a cleaning.
Yeah.
So previously, I would either boil hot water and pour it over the sponge or stick the sponge in the microwave.
Okay,
that's like a trick that people do.
Yeah.
I read online recently that is the absolute worst thing you can do for a sponge.
Why?
Because it just intensifies the bacteria that's already in the sponge instead of killing it.
I thought like if you put it in the microwave, it's hot enough that it kills it.
Listen, I'm not a scientist, but I read this on the internet.
Which internet?
I think it was apartmenttherapy.com.
Okay.
If I find the article, I'll put it in our show notes. But yeah, apparently you can get some really nasty stuff growing in there.
What the hell else are you supposed to do?
I don't know. So
buy a new sponge.
And buy a new sponge, taste bud. Like when you're out at the supermarket buying all your stuff for Thanksgiving, get some new sponges.
Huh.
And you know what? Cut them in half. Because you don't need like a full-size sponge in your sink. Cut them in half, then you have four sponges instead of two or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I think I just leave them until they start to smell.
Mm. And then when I would stick them in the microwave because I'm a cheap ass.
Yeah. I think that or I like put soap on them and I wash them, right? Because like then you're washing them.
It's a myth, apparently.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
My life is ruined.
I am in a mood today.
Bethany, cheer the hell up.
Can't.
Okay,
won't.
I'm going to cheer you up right now. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Bethany, is the air around you, is it breathable?
Yeah.
Do you have an iced tea in front of you?
I do.
Is your hair looking good today?
It is.
It's looking real good today.
Thank you. Are you
wearing your favorite color today?
I am. It's black.
Do you have running water in your house?
I do.
Do you have food in your refrigerator?
Mostly.
And you have a roof over your head?
Yes.
And two kittens that adore you?
Yes.
Bethany, life is good.
I know, but I'm crabby.
One of our taste buds posted this video in our fan group on Facebook. It's from a church in Charlotte.
Okay.
And it's so funny. It's a video. And this guy wakes up and he's wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper. He like sits up in bed. He's wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper. And then his wife sits up and she's wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper. Then the kids sort of waddle into the room and they're all wrapped up. And essentially the whole video is like all of just the basic life necessities that you need wrapped up. His shoes are wrapped up. He's like, oh, I have shoes.
Yeah.
And he goes to the bathroom and in the sink is wrapped up. And he's like, oh, oh my God, what a gift, running water that's clean.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
It is so nice. And at the end of the video, it says something like, you know, be grateful for all of your gifts every day or something.
I know. I'm just like, I know. And I am, and I know. I think I'm like overwhelmed. There's just a lot that has to get done.
Yeah.
It's like today felt, you know, when you like, when your house is just uncomfortable or your clothes are just uncomfortable and you're like, just enough. Like you just, everything is too much. Yes. I was like surrounded in cords today and yeah. I like knocked a bottle over. Like I've been so clumsy lately and I'm not by nature a clumsy person. And all of a sudden I've just been knocking stuff over left and right in my house. And I knocked over during the morning show this morning that I'm working on. I knocked over an entire vase of pens.
Oh. No.
Like to the ground, and then the next second knocked over on the other side of my body an entire cup of coffee.
Aww.
Splattered to the ground. You know how much creamer I use. Sticky, yeah. Sticky, sticky. And I was just like, enough! Like it was everything is just too much. And so I was close to just taking everything on my table where I work and just throwing it away,
no.
Like including IRS documents
no.
And just saying, you know what? This will all come out in the wash. If the IRS wants me, they can come find me and like re-give me the documents.
No.
Because fuck it.
Okay. So I know you are quite literally not alone, especially during the holiday season, because a lot of people are flying home to see family members
yeah.
that really get underneath their skin. Family members that irk you when you're in situations that irk you. At least this is the way that I'm going to look at it. I accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let it direct my life.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes
because
sense.
Because I know your funk isn't directly related to your family or the holidays.
No.
You know, but the holidays are looming.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people this time of year are in your type of funk because
yeah.
of what the type of people they have to see and family time that they have to spend.
Yeah. And like if you travel or if you're throwing Thanksgiving or whatever, like there's just a lot of prep that goes into it.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, I'm getting ready to travel and I know this sounds just stupid, but leaving my cats, like I get a ton of anxiety about
course.
It.
Yeah.
And so I'm always just like really kind of in a bad place the first few days before I travel and leave them.
Did you write your cat babysitter?
I did. I updated it. Like including photos. And I know you
yes.
do the same thing.
So
there's just so much.
I have to update mine because I previously had a cat, like, here's how you take care of my cat manual.
Yeah.
Written from the perspective of my cat, Cannoli.
And now there's a second cat.
And now there's a second cat. So I have to write it from the perspective of both of them.
Yeah. I went through the old instructions. Minerva has to keep changing the locations where she eats because Loki keeps gaining the skills to access the next location.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had, but how do you describe that? So I had to like take photos, draw an arrow. Like,
yes, that's what I do.
Up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I do for people who watch my pets too.
Yeah. Just make sure that like, I don't know.
And they call us crazy cat ladies.
We're not.
And I don't understand why.
Fuck it. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I have any questions for you, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling refreshed, man.
You sent me the funniest video. It's this couple that lives like they're in the Victorian era.
Yeah. Taste buds, we're going to put this on our Twitter. We'll put the link to the video there. Like their whole house is only items from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
And they made this video of them like dressed in Victorian garb and they have electricity, but they only use it when guests come over.
They use hurricane lamps.
They live their life in modern day times like they're in the Victorian era.
They're in Washington State.
They dress like they are in the Victorian era. They only participate in physical activities that they did in the Victorian era.
He rides one of those big old bikes with a giant wheel. What are they? There's a name for them.
There
on,
is a name for
up.
That. And I was watching this and laughing my effing ass off because she's like, we only cook Victorian food. And then she's like hovered over a fire holding like a Le Creuset. And I'm like, bitch, that's a Le Creuset pot.
It's called an ordinary bike or a penny farthing bike.
Like she took the top off so it looked more rudimentary.
Yeah, it was absolutely Le Creuset.
It was definitely Le Creuset. And I was like, they did not have Le Creuset in the Victorian era. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
But it showed that like there is someone for everyone. Because these two people found each other and they're both equally invested in living in the 1900s.
So let's say someone holds a gun to your head.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to live like this couple.
Yeah.
Like you have to be obsessed with something and you have to dedicate your whole life to it and your house has to be dedicated to it.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Oh, gosh. It would be probably the life of, I want to say like Undertaker, but not an actual Undertaker. Like the life of like... The life of like...
like your apartment's in the bottom of the funeral home?
Yeah, I would say like
and
the life...
And you do makeup on dead people?
The life of a mystical librarian.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
You know, like the one that the teenager comes to when they've gotten into the wrong crowd and they're yes. in trouble and they need someone to like set them straight, but in a really cool mystical way.
Yes.
And like I take them into the back room where the real books are.
And your whole house is just decorated in those posters. That's like, yeah. I can read and so can you.
Yeah, but like the back room is like, but there's like some magic stuff going
not
on too.
Not porn though, not...
No. Like the real witch books, like the real grimoires.
So you would dedicate your life to being a witch librarian.
Yeah. What about you, Kathleen? What would you do?
I would dedicate my life to being a pasta-making Nona.
Okay, so what does your apartment look like as a pasta-making
Nona? So there's like plastic over the couches.
Yeah.
Everything's pastel.
Yeah.
There's like a plush wall-to-wall carpet, but like a plastic strip where only you can walk there.
And by the way, for people who don't know, Nona is like a grandmother.
Yeah,
like
an Italian grandmother.
Yeah.
I always am wearing like a muumuu and an apron.
Yes.
Like really comfortable.
All of your dinner is very rich in cream sauce.
I always have a gravy going on the stove and I'm like rolling my own gnocchi.
That's how I would go to visit you.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Yeah, when I wasn't, you know, saving the youths from themselves. One of those things I want, speaking of old women, is those old couches, I want to say they're from the 60s slash maybe 70s, that have a full naturescape on them.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were very big during the hippie movement because nature, ironically, like not just the hippies sort of went into nature, like nature became very popular because of the hippies.
Yeah.
And so these sofas, sofa nature design, I'm trying to find what they were called.
My grandma used to have this sort of like brown and gold colored couch that was textured and it had like all of these big sort of brown and gold flowers all over
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's
but
it.
It wasn't like a smooth fabric. It was like a textured fabric.
It kind of hurt sometimes. Yeah. It was a little scratchy.
You know what? I didn't appreciate design and fabrics and stuff back then like I do now, but I wish I could still have that couch and restuff it.
Oh, totally. They were, if you have any of those or you know where they are, let us know because I desperately want one. I think they're pretty badass.
Oh man, Craigslist. I bet you could find one on Craigslist.
Probably, yeah. Here's one. If you Google 1960s sofa design orange, the first picture that comes up on Google Images, it's like a brown and orange farm.
I feel like people don't appreciate brightly colored sofas like they used to.
Agreed.
And we need to bring them back.
We partner with Joybird, and one of the things we love about Joybird is like you can get whatever you want, including like a hot pink Chesterfield if you really want it.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couch a couple years ago. It's fine. It's like dove gray or whatever. It's like a brown gray.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest regrets is not getting the turquoise one.
My sister updated their sofa not too long ago for their living room a couple years ago, and she got teal, bright teal. And the rest of their house is a lot of oranges and mustard colors.
Yeah.
And so the blue just pops and it looks beautiful.
Ugh.
I also love like a big, long, tufted sofa with an emerald green velvet.
Oh, God.
I think that is like the classiest pop of color neutral you could do.
Man, everybody, this Christmas, put on your list.
Yeah.
Peloton treadmill.
Number one. No one can afford it, but good luck with that. Number two, emerald green. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm laughing because have you seen this Peloton bike commercial that's out? It's a holiday commercial. Probably not because you don't have cable.
No.
But there's a commercial where this woman who's already so perfectly fit and skinny and whatever, she gets a Peloton bike from her husband for Christmas.
Okay.
And throughout the whole year, she takes all these videos of her like loving life on this Peloton bike. She's taking classes. And then at the end of the video, she's like, it's all like a selfie video. She's like, "Husband, I didn't know how much this was going to change me. I love it so much and I love you so much." And so now it's the following Christmas and she's showing him this video of her, a year and a life of a Peloton bike.
No.
And I'm like, girlfriend.
I don't like her.
Girlfriend, come on.
Also, Kathleen, we have incredibly exciting news.
Big news.
Big news. So it's only taken us about 3.5 years. but Kathleen, do you want to make the announcement?
Yes. We have a merch collection. So we've got merchandise coming out this week. We're working with our provider, which is, funnily enough, some of you might have read some of his books, John Green.
Yes.
And Hank Green. They have this incredible company called Don't Forget to Be Awesome.
Yes.
And so we've partnered up with them, and it's been a long time in the works. So we have like stickers and a sweatshirt and a t-shirt. And
I'm so excited. It's all coming out on Black Friday.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your house. You can stay with your family. Yep. You can order it online. We have two shirts that say podcast lover.
Yes, lover.
I don't necessarily wear something with big logos on it.
Yeah.
I like shirts that are something I would want to wear anyway.
Yeah.
So we have podcast lover in both the coral color and also the black color.
Yes, very cute. I love it very much.
We also have...
We have a pin. We have an enamel pin.
Yep, cheese until proven coffee pin.
Yep, we do.
Stickers and then... My very favorite item on this whole collection.
It's my favorite too.
It's a beautiful heather gray sweatshirt and it says Introvert Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all of us introverts and the introvert lovers.
It says books and podcasts are my friends.
Yes.
So they do like a mock-up before we can give our okay on it and whatnot. And I sent the mock-up to my brother and he said, get me one of those. I would wear it before he even knew that you and I had designed it, Bethany.
Really?
And that was a true test that that it was a good item.
Amazing. Well, Kathleen did all of the art design. Like Kathleen made it, all the graphics made it happen.
It was a collaborative effort.
So we're really, really excited. So please
check
please.
Our socials. We're going to post the on our socials where you can get it. We're also going to post on our website, acquiredtastepodcast.com, where you can shop it.
Yes.
We're going to bombard you.
Yes, with the merch.
With the merch. So.
And it's a small collection right now. If we do well and people buy the stuff, then we can come up with more designs.
Yeah, limited edition. Don't think about waiting.
Yes, you want to get them.
Yeah, there's only a certain amount that we have available right now. Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, quick, before we go.
Yeah.
Stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing. It goes in the bird. You stuff it.
Yeah.
In the bird.
No, you're correct about this.
Dressing is what you do when you
are... It's for salad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this week on our bonus episode, one of you taste buds asked, what staples do I need for a brand new wardrobe?
Yeah.
Kathleen, you and I were talking about ThredUp. We mentioned ThredUp because it is the world's largest online thrift store, and it is on a mission to help you be kinder to your wallet and the planet this season.
Yeah, getting new stuff doesn't mean it needs to be brand new from the store. Bethany and I are really into being green and helping the planet in any way we can, and that's why we love partnering up with ThredUp, because you're getting somebody else's very, very gently use stuff that's new to you.
And sometimes it even still has the tags on. ThredUp does all the work for you. They make sure that everything they put on their site is triple inspected, beautiful, it's in great condition. You don't have to dig through tons of racks. Everything they have is beautiful, ready to go.
So get started shopping today for an extra 30% off of your first order at ThredUp.com/taste. Now I'm talking Coach handbags starting at $25, Free People starting at $13, Madewell jeans for $25, and even J. Crew sweaters for $20.
J. Crew sweater's like $90. That's insane. $20 is a great deal.
There's so many brands on ThredUp that I love that I would be shopping in everyday life anyway.
They have stuff like Alexander McQueen and Burberry too.
Hell
for
yeah.
A fraction of the price.
Everlane, Vince, Theory, like all of my favorite brands are there.
And you can personalize your search by budget, by size, styles, and favorite brands so you can find exactly what you're looking for.
Again, get 30% off of your first order at ThredUp.com/taste. That's 30% off of your first order at ThredUp.com/taste.
ThredUp.com/taste. There's no A in there. ThredUp.com/taste. Terms apply.
All right, so let's get into it. Emma, she wrote this on our Facebook fan group on a post we did. What do you want us to talk about during our Thanksgiving episode? She said, how do I deal with people in my family that are purposely rude and want to ruin your day and upset you? There's a lot of uncomfortable conversations that happen around the Thanksgiving dinner table, like people who try to get other people riled up with politics talk or...
I mean, I think just don't fall into the same routine. If they're purposely trying to make you uncomfortable, don't play that role.
I would just be like, hey, how about you fuck off?
I mean, yeah.
That's not super polite.
Yeah, but they're not being polite. That's the thing. Like, that's what I don't understand. They're trying to cause an issue, so why do you have to bend over to make sure their feelings aren't hurt?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they've already hurt your feelings.
So someone might say, hey, why aren't you married yet?
Yes.
And say, hey, why don't you have any manners? That's what I say back to them. Why don't you have any manners?
Yeah. Or like, is your life really that boring that that's all you're worried about? I'm flattered that that's all you're thinking about is my life. Thank you. And then walk away.
Yeah.
One that I like is if someone, we all have that person in our life who's like, you've put on weight.
Oh, God. I hate that person.
My response, honestly, would be, oh my gosh, so have you. We're twins.
Oh, shit. Which Bethany, that's amazing.
I think it's pretty good. Because
I put on weight because I wanted to look like you,
I know.
Bitch.
There was one that I saw online that I really liked. Like, if someone says something like racist, homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic, like awful, or like, you know what group of people shouldn't be allowed in the country, et cetera, that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
you could say, which would make everything awkward, but I love it. I'm trying my absolute hardest to see things from your perspective, but I just can't get my head that far up my ass.
Oh, snap.
Which I love. But you could also like politely divert the conversation by saying, you know what else is really upsetting? The new Cats trailer.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the new Cats trailer? Redirect.
Or just to everything rude that somebody says, hey, do you have Disney Plus?
You know what else is upsetting? The rollout of Disney Plus. It didn't go well at all.
It didn't go well. I tried to log in and I couldn't.
No.
Speaking of somebody who says to you, oh, you've put on weight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of diet talk usually around Thanksgiving because it's a holiday that centers around food. And I follow this amazing account on Instagram, Your Fat Friend, yeah. YR Fat Friend. And she did for themedium.com 27 responses to a never-ending diet talk.
Oh, I love this.
And I'm not going to read all of them, Taste Buds. I'll link to them on Twitter. Yeah. But if you want to get some ideas about what to say to somebody who's making comments about your weight or what you've put on your plate or like how many glasses of wine you've had or how many appetizers or something, just say, I'm not interested in having this conversation.
That's helpful. That's good. Shut it down. Shut it down.
This topic is hard for a lot of people, so I try not to talk about it. Just say that.
Also good.
Like, I would prefer not to talk about this.
Push it down.
Or, I'm sorry you feel that way about yourself.
Oh, snap. I love that. Because it puts it back on them, because it's clearly about them.
Or, you know what? Please don't talk about diets or carb counting or food policing with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. It's a conversation I'm not interested in having.
Yeah. That's really helpful. I was talking to somebody last night who I was at this event and we were kind of up near the food near the end. And, you know, there was a lot of fruit, but then there was like a bowl of M&Ms, which are freaking delicious.
Yeah.
And there was a bowl of chips. And I was standing next to a friend of mine and he was like, oh, I really shouldn't be eating these. And I said, why not? And he was like, well, you know, they're just so bad for you. And I said, are you enjoying it? I was like, yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. And I said, then don't ruin the enjoyment by worrying about it.
Food is not good nor bad.
Right. Eat it tonight. Enjoy it. And then you'll eat something different tomorrow. But he was like, he was eating and so stressed out that he might as well not have been eating at all because he wasn't getting anything out of it.
Just so silly.
Just enjoy it.
Especially in Thanksgiving. It's one day out of the whole year.
Yep.
Like if anybody has any comment about what you put on your plate, just tell them to fuck off. Or change the subject by saying, oh, I have a really weird growth on the bottom of my foot. Would you like to see it?
I'll give you 25 cents if you can lance it.
Oh, excuse me. Can I interrupt? I have to leave. I had one of Aunt Nancy's beef jerky cookies and my butthole is about to explode.
Oh, man. Or just sneeze. Just be like, achoo. Are you okay? Oh, yeah. No, I'm just allergic to fucking unsolicited opinions, yeah, or piece of crap.
If someone's like, why don't you guys have kids yet? You'd be like, oh, would you like to come to the bathroom with me and analyze my vagina mucus? I'm tracking my fertility right now. Since you're so interested.
That's great. I need someone to hold my leg while I insert the syringe.
I'm going to put a thermometer at my vagina to see what my vaginal temperature is. So maybe I'll go fuck while everyone else is having mashed potatoes and try and make a baby since you're so worried.
Oh, do you have a spare Q-tip? I need to test the flora of my vaginal pH. Do you want to help me? Do you want to take a look?
Would you like to look?
I feel like maybe no one wants to have sex with me. Do you want to come and just take a look at my lady parts and see if there's anything wrong?
Well, Andorra, I've been looking for an egg donor. Would you be willing to give me one of yours? Open wide now.
I mean, I really do want to have a baby, but like, accordingly, look, you're a good example of like why our DNA is completely fucked.
Yeah.
So like, I really don't want to have a baby.
I would love to have a baby, but I already wiped my ass with my own hand and smeared the shit on the walls. There's no room for baby poo. The walls are so caked.
I would like, they don't even make sense. It's just now, it's just being as gross as possible.
Exactly.
Last time I tried to get pregnant, I just ended up being so drunk, I puked all over the bed, and like, no one wants to have sex in that.
You know, or if someone's like, hey, why are your jeans looking a little tight? Well, it was the craziest thing. I was abducted by aliens, and they just put all this fat underneath my skin, and I have no idea how it got there.
I don't know what to do. Suck it out? Can you suck it out? You have a needle, don't you? You use IV drugs, don't you? Oh, you're not doing the IV drug phase anymore?
No.
Good for you.
Good
God
for
bless.
You.
God
yeah.
bless.
How's your son's pill problem? Is it going well? I know he tried to kick that habit. God damn it.
Should we play Who's a Piece of Shit? Okay, I'll go first. Founder, it's you. Oh. Game over.
Stop it.
Game over. Sorry. You can play the next round.
Oh, God. Okay, so let's address family trying to talk about politics, okay. Shall we?
Yeah. Always have the Cats trailer primed and ready to go.
Oh, it's
that is number one. That is number one strategy for this Thanksgiving. Have the new one. Have the new Cats trailer primed and ready to go.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's awful. Did you know Taylor Swift, even as a cat, has breasts? They're bigger than they are in real life.
Why do the cats have human breasts?
Why doesn't my cat have human breasts?
So this is from the medium.com, full frontal with Samantha Bee.
Now,
obviously, I love her too. She is very, you know, she's not shy about what her politics are.
Right.
No matter what you believe in, what side of the fence you're on, or if you're in the middle fence straddling both sides, I think this is something that you can do no matter what.
Okay.
When someone tries to talk politics and it's getting really awkward, just stand up and yell, "We can all agree that ISIS is bad." Just return to that point over and over again. Or anytime someone mentions a political figure, you just say, "Who?"
I like that.
Who?
I like that. And then when they can't actually tell you who it is, you know that they're just repeating what they heard in the news, but they don't actually know.
I'm going to link to this article in our show notes. Samantha Bee says, plan ahead. If you're going to pretend to get food poisoning so you don't have to talk about politics anymore, plant a can of chunky soup in the bathroom. And pour into the toilet while making gagging sounds.
That's very smart.
And then don't flush.
That's very smart.
Don't flush.
So you need two things to prepare for this Thanksgiving. One, Cats trailer, the new one. Two, chunky soup.
Yeah.
Chunky soup.
Identify the most comfortable place in your relative's home and remain in fetal position in that place.
Yeah,
bring
stay there.
Snacks.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of these, I'm going to link to this, but the rest of these, I can't read them. They're too controversial. Should I read one more?
Yep.
Just one more. Okay. If the relative saying grace before dinner is a Republican, just take a knee. Listen, that's awful, Bethany. Stop laughing.
You stop laughing.
You stop laughing.
You're the one who made it up and then put it on a website.
Do you say grace before you eat?
When I'm with my parents, because my stepdad is a retired minister.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then my dad is very, 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 very religious.
Yeah.
So, yes. Do you?
I did growing up.
Yeah. We
every
always
night.
Did, yeah.
Bless us, O Lord, and these I guess are about to receive in the bounty of whatever the Catholic version of
wow,
that is.
Wow, you just failed at taking.
I did.
Wait, what was ours? Oh my God, why can't I remember the prayer? I can remember the nighttime prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep.
I think it's a nice sentiment.
We're not moving until I can remember this prayer.
I think saying grace before you eat is a nice sentiment. I think that it's a lost tradition.
I do appreciate it.
Because it's nice to thank Mother Earth for the food.
And like if you're eating meat, an animal gave its life, I think you should be grateful. And,
no,
you
that's
know,
a good point.
Thank the animal, thank the, you know, yes, thank whoever you believe in that like this, not everyone has food. So I do like the tradition. I am a little bothered that I said prayers before eating for like my entire childhood and cannot remember how that prayer goes.
Yeah, I'm going to make one up right now. Bless up, delicious food, mashed potatoes, jazz hands.
Do you say jazz hands or do you do them?
No, you do them and you say them.
Bless up,
delicious food, mashed potatoes, jazz hands. That's it. That's my new prayer. You're going to be a house guest. Whose house are you staying in over the...
My mom, me mums.
Your mums?
Me mums and me stepdads. Some people say I look like my stepdad. I am saying Dennis is coming. He's meeting the sisters. He's not met them. He's not met my stepdad. He's meeting him.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's troubling because Dennis and my sisters are going to get along swimmingly, which I think is going to be a problem for me because I think that it's going to be a lot of plotting.
Yes.
And
to
a
kill
lot
you.
Of, yeah, and a lot of giggling and a lot of stories at Bethany's expense. So,
do you have a favorite Thanksgiving memory from when you were a child?
We used to go to my aunt and uncle's in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And I really liked it because it was usually a lot of cousins. They had a cool basement. It was unfinished.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could run around. That's where I learned that breasts are intriguing because they had...
Turkey breasts or human breasts?
Human breasts.
Oh.
Someone had a St. Pauli girl light up beer sign and I couldn't stop staring at the breasts. the woman's breasts. And I was like, why can't I stop staring at these breasts? And she seemed so happy to have them.
Yeah.
And
I was sure they were pretty perky.
They were great.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking like, wow, those are cool. I hope I get those someday. But yeah, I think the ones when I was really young and it was like a lot of cousins around, a lot of playing. I didn't really understand the passage of time. So like one day felt like it lasted forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's always fun to see, especially when you're little.
Yeah. What about you, Kathleen?
There was one Thanksgiving where my aunt knocked over the candle and almost set the table on fire.
Amazing.
That's one of my favorites. And then another one that's actually kind of sad because I had a very, very small family growing up. I mean, I basically no cousins. One year, my father's friend's wife had died. Mm. And so his family came over with his children. And I remember my parents, like my dad had to essentially go out and get plywood and build like an extension of the table.
Oh, wow.
That went all the way from the dining room into the living room. And there were just so many people and the table was so long. And we never did it another time other than that one year. But I just thought that it was so cool.
It's fun when there's a lot of people
to have like a lot of people in a long table.
Yeah.
Because previously and every year after that, it was only like, you know, four of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Big one is fun. I wish you guys lived closer. Because you would totally all be invited to my mom's Thanksgiving.
Like, I would totally go.
It's fun. I think there's a lot of people this year. Like, we also take in the people who either refuse to see their families or, you know, some people do like on and off years and come. And so, yeah, we take in sort of like the Thanksgiving orphans, which is really fun.
Well, flying, I mean, traveling anywhere on Thanksgiving is crazy stressful. I think more people travel on Thanksgiving in the airports than they do on Christmas.
You know, it's really funny because there was one year that I this was a couple years ago. I flew out on a Wednesday, like a Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I was so worried that I wasn't going to make it because it's generally a really crazy flying day.
Yeah.
No one was there.
Are you kidding me?
I flew out of Newark. I walked in through security. Like I walked up to security and straight to it. Like there was no line, walked right up to the security person, showed them my ID, got straight through and didn't have time to put my stuff in the bins because they were like, come on through. Like there was no one in front of
me. Thanksgiving miracle.
It was bonkers.
Once on Thanksgiving, I got on a plane with Judith Light.
What?
Yeah.
She's America's sweetheart.
I know.
What a treasure.
She was sitting in the front of the plane. I was sitting in the back.
Sure. Is she much, much tinier in person? She seems like one of those people who's very tiny.
Yeah, no, she's tallish.
Is she?
Yeah, I believe so. And I had just finished listening to a book where she was the voice of the audiobook.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. So it's I didn't even know her name at the time. I was like, that's the one from Who's the Boss?
Yeah, she's the boss.
She's the boss.
Angela. She did Emily Ratajkowski did a bodysuit line and used Judith Light as one of her models.
Yes, I've seen Judith Light pop up sort of all over the place lately.
She's awesome.
She's incredible.
I like her very much.
She has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
All right, Bethany, I'm gonna hit you with a fun Thanksgiving fact.
What?
Only male turkeys say gobble, gobble.
What do the ladies say? Don't talk to me and don't tell me to smile.
They say anything but the breasts.
Okay, one thing that the holidays can be tough about is you get everyone together. And if you're not someone who has kids, it can be tough because there's like lots of children running around and screaming.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're a parent and you're like, why are my children running around and screaming? You don't want to put them in front of a screen the entire time. But
no.
You also want them to be engaged and focused on something other than tearing a house apart.
Yeah, that's why we've teamed up with KiwiCo. KiwiCo is this very cool subscription box for kids of all ages that has to do with STEAM. That's, you know, science, technology,
engineering,
arts, and
math.
Music. Math.
Math and music.
Bethany and I don't have kids. So let me tell you, my friends that do have kids texted me immediately when they were like, oh my God, you're partnering with KiwiCo. I love KiwiCo. My kids love KiwiCo. The proof is in the pudding.
Each box comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. They have detailed, easy to follow instructions that are written for kids.
Yeah.
So of course you can do it with your child, but it's also written so that your child can do it alone or with their friends.
Yes.
They don't necessarily need adult supervision, which gives you time for whiskey and or whatever, wine, and or you
or
know,
water
or family time.
Yeah, you know, hot chocolate.
Whatever you got to do.
So I saw my nieces over the weekend. So I was like, girls, look, I have these cool KiwiCo boxes. There's a crystal and there's like electricity running under the crystal. And we were practicing mixing different colored lights to see what does a red light and a blue light make together that makes purple. The girls had the best time with it. And I got to do it with them, which I thought was kind of cool for me too.
So this holiday, give the gift of hands-on learning for tomorrow's makers. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children or the children in your life to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 a month, including shipping.
So for our listeners, you can go to kiwico.com/taste to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity.
Again, go to kiwico.com/taste. That's KIWICO.com/taste and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/taste. Kathleen?
Yes.
Last weekend, I'm going to set the stage for you.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah.
Knowing I have my boyfriend coming over. He's staying the whole weekend. He has very specific dietary needs. Also me.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap, I didn't go grocery shopping. Also me.
Yeah.
Goes to Instacart.com, orders all the groceries there. Someone else buys them for me, comes to my house, drops them off. I look like a superstar, and my boyfriend does not go hungry.
This is why I love Instacart so much. I used Instacart last week on my way home from this podcast. I was like, I have to make dinner. Nothing's in my fridge. Also had dinner with my friend Megan, who's about to have a baby.
What's up, Megan?
I was like, hey, girl, let me tell you about Instacart, because when that baby comes, this is going to be your life. Saver.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Save time. Spend your time doing literally anything else. Delivering a baby while someone else is delivering your groceries. Oh, my God. I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, Bethany, you're a marketing genius.
That's completely organic, and I just said it out loud.
Listen, all you have to do is go to the Instacart website, or I use the app on my phone. Instacart saves the things that you like to order once you order from them, so you don't even have to go looking through all these, like, crackers and this. They know what you like. They know your peanut butter.
Also, no sitting in traffic, no looking for parking, no dealing with stupid people, no unhealthy impulse buys. And the best thing, too, is that your personal shopper picks out your food. They get the best produce. They keep the hot stuff hot and the cold stuff cold. And then you can schedule when they drop it off, so they can do it in as fast as 1 hour or at a time that works for you.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing ever. And they're in constant contact with you, like texting you, hey, is this like a suitable replacement for this item that you wanted that's not in the store? So try Instacart. Don't take our word for it. You're going to love it. Get $10 off and free delivery on your first order. To get this limited time offer, download the mobile app or go to instacart.com and enter our promo code TASTE at checkout.
That's $10 off and free delivery on your first order today in the mobile app or at instacart.com. Don't forget to enter our code TASTE.
Instacart. Instacart. Bethany, let's talk about Thanksgiving menus.
Yes.
Caitlin wrote on our Facebook fan page, honestly, I just want to know what Dennis eats on Thanksgiving. I admire how strict he is with his diet, and I'm so curious. Does he bring his own food?
No.
Does he just eat the stuff that's available that he can?
Yes.
Does he have any good vegan recipes to share?
Oh, I'm sure. So, it's interesting because he doesn't see it as a diet. It's just how he eats. It's just his lifestyle.
And so he's going to your mom's house for Thanksgiving this year.
Yep. And my mom is being amazing. Like, I truly think that she enjoys cooking and throwing these parties, so it doesn't stress her out that he doesn't eat a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So he'll eat, you know, the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
She usually makes like a vegetarian stuffing and then a regular stuffing.
Okay, so there you go.
He'll eat that.
Yeah.
Any of the vegetables he'll have. Chips and salsa he'll have. Any of the appetizers are super easy.
Yeah.
There's actually quite a significant amount of the Thanksgiving meal that he can eat. He can eat like the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes.
There's milk and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's true.
The sweet potatoes maybe.
He probably could, depending.
Nah, there's butter.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm sorry. I'm such a Debbie Downer
right
now. No,
that's okay. That's right.
But like maybe you and Dennis should go out to the supermarket when you get there and say, hey, Ma, I'm just going to go get a few things. So
yeah, we could also make...
You know, he would fare well at a kosher Thanksgiving.
So what exactly
because
is kosher consisting of?
Because they don't mix dairy with meat. So Thanksgiving is a meat holiday.
Oh.
So in a real kosher household, all of the other accoutrements, you know, potatoes and desserts and whatever, they're all made with vegan butters or coconut milks or
stuff
like that.
Yeah, and he loves coconut milk.
There you go. Or seitan. You know, oh, I bet.
Love a seitan.
Yeah, you could do like a seitan with like some Thanksgiving seasonings.
Yep.
A little sage.
Totally. Yeah.
That's, you know, kind of interesting. I would love to throw a vegan Thanksgiving dinner party.
I really don't think it would be that hard.
No.
I think that the only difference is like if you are someone who needs the centerpiece of the turkey, you're not going to like it. But I don't ever eat the turkey. Even when I ate meat, I was never a fan of turkey.
Really?
It just was like, I didn't get any, I didn't like the flavor of it. I just didn't like it. So, and I don't eat gravy because it weirds me out. And so I was
those are two staples for me.
Gravy I've never liked.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
So give me your perfect Thanksgiving menu.
So we would start with the absolute perfect appetizer. Mm-hmm. Which is sour cream and onion chips with French onion dip.
Oh, God.
Dip, 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 dip.
That is so good.
Dip, dip, dip.
And, like, are you talking about, like, the Ridge sour cream
and
onion?
Yeah, yeah. Better have Ridges.
That is, like, yeah, my parents used to put that stuff out, too.
Best chip ever. Also.
And the stuff you just open right from the can, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, like, the Lay's or whatever.
Pull it right out.
Oh, man.
And, like, the French onion dip, Hidden Valley it up or whatever.
Yes.
I also want some classic Doritos.
Okay.
Don't take those away from me.
Yeah, no.
I want lefse. If you've never had lefse, it's a Scandinavian thing. It is like a potato crepe, and then you put butter, and you put brown sugar or fruit or white sugar, whatever, on it. Roll it up. Eat it. It's delicious. We only get it twice a year in my family. You get it at Thanksgiving. You get it at Christmas. I will eat 11 pieces because I love it, and I never get it.
Yeah.
So that. I want a cranberry chutney. Don't cheat me on the chutney. I want.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's not cranberry sauce. It's like the Indian chutney.
Like a chutney. Yeah. I want like spices. I want some orange peels in that. I want some cinnamon in
some garam masala.
I don't know what that is, but I want it.
It's, you know what garam masala is.
I don't.
It's an integral part of chutney. Okay.
I bet it's in there and I bet I love it.
Yeah.
I want mashed potatoes. I want garlic mashed potatoes and then I want cheesy mashed potatoes.
The scalloped or.
And I want scalloped.
Yeah, me too.
Extra cheese. Mm-hmm. I want the mashed potatoes that have the skin still in it when
yes.
you mash it.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I want sweet potatoes. Uh-huh. And then I want a sweet potato casserole. I want some of the marshmallows on top.
Oh,
they are delicious. I want, again, some more cranberry sauces stuff right out of the can.
Yeah.
I like the Ridges.
You
I
do?
Would like a cranberry assortment. God bless cranberries. I want every kind of stuffing one can make,
uh-huh.
preferably stovetop.
Stovetop.
Don't beat me with a stick.
You
I
know
love
what?
It.
Stovetop is not bad.
Love it.
It's not
so
bad.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And then I also want my sister's green bean casserole because they make it all from scratch, including the French onion stuff on top, like the fried onions.
Yeah.
They make those from scratch.
That's crazy.
So good. And then I would like the following items for dessert. I would like pumpkin pie. I would like pecan pie. I would like an apple pie. I would like various ice creams to go on top. I
uh-huh.
also want a French silk pie.
Okay.
And don't tell me I can only get half pieces of each. I want full pieces of each of them. If I get too full, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pick it up again in a couple minutes.
You
also, I would like some key lime pie for dessert after dessert.
Key lime pie is not Thanksgiving.
So good. Because we need to remember even our friends in the tropics where there is key lime.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate Thanksgiving. They can't be forgotten on this day.
Your menu is infinitely more complicated than my menu.
What's yours?
Number one, good wine.
Oh, yeah, also that.
Dark meat. I'm a dark meat girl.
Okay.
Okay, I like my dark meat. I like my stuffing.
Yeah, so good.
I like two kinds of stuffing. I like the fancy stuffing that you don't make in the bird.
Yeah.
You know, because there's like pomegranate seeds and almonds and whatever. Like
too much.
Froofy stuffing.
Too much.
But then I also like my mom's classic stuffing that just comes from the bird.
So, yeah. Yeah, man.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yes. I forgot mac and cheese. Add that to my too.
So that's not something that I grew up with on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I've since added that to my own personal menu.
So good.
Like if I'm going somewhere on Thanksgiving, I show up with mac and cheese because I want to eat it.
Breadcrumbs on top or nah?
Yeah.
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 Mashed potatoes.
So good.
Cheesy scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
And this is how I do my cranberries. In a saucepan.
In a Le Creuset perhaps?
No, not in a Le
Creuset. Victorian
I only
lady.
Have one Le Creuset and I save that for something more important than... then cranberry sauce, just cranberries, orange juice, sugar, and then when it's and then you
brown sugar, white sugar,
okay. and then you put orange rind on
mm-hmm,
top. So
mm-hmm.
it's the orange cranberry sauce, and then the rolls that you know the rolls that you just like
I forgot the rolls, the rolls,
the Pillsbury rolls,
yeah, the crescent rolls,
the crescent rolls you pop and bake, and that's
so
it really,
good.
And then more wine.
More
wine. I'm not into pie. I don't like pumpkin pie.
That's fine.
I don't like apple pie. I like a little ice cream.
That's great.
Maybe a little cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually my family will do asparagus.
As like, your dessert?
No. Like part of our meal too.
Oh, okay.
Roasted asparagus. I do these bang ass honey carrots.
Ooh.
Like honey and butter carrots.
Yeah, that sounds good.
With thyme. Those are really good. But other than that, like, we didn't really have... It sounds like your family had a lot more accoutrements.
No, I mean, no, this is just, like, my ideal. Mm. So these are all things that have existed at some point or another, but not necessarily all at the same time.
So according to Fluentu.com...
Fluentu.
Which is for people who are trying to be fluent in English, in the English language.
Oh, okay.
They're explaining Thanksgiving to the readers of the website, and this is what they're saying a classic menu is: turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, corn, green beans, casserole, candied yams, pumpkin pie, pecan pie. That's it.
That's about right.
Yeah. I've never had candied yams.
I was going to ask, I don't even really even know what they are. And what are candied yams?
They're like a... I don't know.
Let me look it up.
Sweet potatoes that are yellow and creamy in texture, also called yams, which is actually false. I just read this whole article about how sweet potatoes and yams are not the same thing.
I didn't think they were.
But certain agricultural industries wanted to trick you into thinking that they were. If you go to the supermarket here in New York, you're going to get a yam and a sweet potato, and it's the same thing. But if you go in the South, like Louisiana, there's an actual yam there that's not a sweet potato, and it's more closely related to the yuca, so like a little bit starchier.
What's a yuca?
A yuca is like a kind of like in the potato family.
Is that how you pronounce that word?
Yucca.
I always thought it was yucca, but no, I don't know. We're all learning something today.
Candied yams, you bake them, you make a casserole with them, you mash them. It's like butter and sugar and spices and marshmallows. So yeah, kind of like, yeah, sweet potato casserole.
I mean, I feel like anything can be made delicious if you bake it with just butter and sugar.
You are 100% correct on
like
that.
I could take the boot I'm wearing right now and like put it in a Vitamix with butter and sugar. You know it will blend because it's a Vitamix.
Toast with butter and sugar is one of my favorite things ever.
I wish that Vitamix would send us a free Vitamix so we could do a segment called Will It Blend?
Listen, a few days ago, so before, here's a little like behind the scenes, before we start recording this podcast every week, there are engineers here at Audio Boom and they do a check with us.
Yeah.
And they always ask us what we have for breakfast. And the other day, Bethany, I told you that I had leftover chili and I just dumped the whole thing in my Vitamix and made soup.
Which sounds awful for breakfast.
It wasn't great, but like I wasn't wasteful.
No, that's the way to do it. I do like, I mean, I remember I told you about my friend who accidentally put her spoon in the Vitamix and hit go and the spoon just disappeared.
Oh God. And I think, I'll tell you what, it is my favorite thing in my entire kitchen. It is the thing that I use every single day.
Yeah, I've heard great things.
And it comes in rose gold. And I like make lattes at home and I put my milk into my Vitamix and I make it frothy. And then I like, it's like a faux latte and I pour it into my coffee.
Sounds so good.
My Vitamix is, they cost a buttload of money.
Yeah.
And it depends on, you can get on the lower one or the high end one, bigger ones, smaller ones, whatever. Man, and you can just put vegetables into your Vitamix with some broth and some spices, and it makes soup.
I feel like
it heats it up, Bethany.
It's bonkers. I'm the only person in my close circle who doesn't have a Vitamix. And it really, it makes me feel other. It makes me feel like I don't belong quite.
Thanksgiving challenge. You put all of your leftovers into the blender.
Yeah.
Into your Vitamix. Make a soup and then eat it.
And then tell us.
Turkey, gravy, green bean casserole.
All of it.
Whatever. Bread.
Because one day you're gonna get hit in the face with something. You're going to have your jaw wired shut like Kanye. What are you going to do? You have to taste test all these foods ahead of
time. You
do. Yeah. We need one for the segment, Will It Blend?
Will It Blend?
Because I want to be able to put like a boot in there with some milk and be like, will it blend? And I bet it will.
You know what? You know what, Bethany? Black Friday is coming up. You might be able to get a good deal on a Vitamix.
For Will It Blend?
For Will It Blend, exactly.
The famous acquired taste segment, Will It Blend?
If you buy one thing this Black Friday, may it be a Vitamix. The best investment you'll ever make.
And then like, an old flip phone, will it blend? And we always try to blend it with 2% milk.
I'm gonna put your face in that Vitamix.
Will it blend? Kathleen?
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be spraying things in Audio Boom Studio.
Yeah, don't
NYC,
get that on the microphone. Is that the BioClarity Dewy Dew spray?
Dewy Dew. I sprayed some directly in my eye. Don't do that. But BioClarity knows that cold weather is on the way, or for some people, it's already here, and your skin suffers.
Yes, my face is already peeling off.
Mine is too. That's why BioClarity is taking care of your skin with all of these amazing different products like Dewy Dew. It's their multitasking mist. It has Floralux, Rose, and Witch Hazel in it. It keeps your skin nice and moisturized. It acts as like a makeup setting spray, but you can also use it in the middle of the day to kind of refresh your makeup. And then I just use one of those beauty blenders and sort of pep, 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 pat.
I'm obsessed with the Hydrate Skin Smoothie.
Yes.
Man, my parched winter skin, when I put that on, it just feels so much better.
This holiday season, get their ultimate skincare bundle. So it's a $130 value, but you can get it for just $75.95. That's an amazing 40% off deal, and it's the perfect gift for friends, family, yourself.
Yeah, give it to yourself.
Give it to yourself.
Screw your friends and family.
You're better than they are anyway. Yeah. So what's inside the ultimate bundle? The Dewy Do. I was just talking about it. They have the hydrating mask. It's like a facial in a flash.
Yes.
And you know it's good because they spell mask with a Q-U-E.
And they have Sudsy, which is this like gentle exfoliating body scrub. Because you know, I'm wearing like strapless dresses and backless dresses for the holiday season. And
totally.
I get that chest knee and that back knee.
You can scrub that stuff off.
Boob knee.
Plus, as always, BioClarity is 100% vegan, non-toxic, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, artificial fragrance-free, and there's a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee.
This holiday season, give the gift of glowing skin courtesy of BioClarity.
Even better, these products are actually affordable.
Right now, you can save 15% off of everything on the BioClarity website when you use our code ACQUIRED at checkout. ACQUIRED at checkout.
And that's on top of the already incredible 40% off discount on their ultimate skincare bundle.
That's BioClarity.com. And don't forget to use our code ACQUIRED for 15% off at checkout.
Do you know why I know it's really good stuff?
What?
I sprayed it directly in my eye and my eye isn't even watering. I would say don't spray it in your eye, but like if you do accidentally, it's fine.
That's amazing.
Bring me your eye for a second.
No, get out of here. Bethany, so you're going to be a house guest at your mom's house.
Yes.
So don't show up with the dog.
Why not?
So this is from thespruce.com, 13 things a house guest should not do. Just don't show up at somebody's house with a pet that you haven't prepared them for.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to give them a heads up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Can you imagine being the host? And somebody comes to your door and they have a dog, I would turn somebody with a dog away.
I mean, if I wasn't prepared and I, you know, if it was someone I didn't know, I mean, I'd probably keep their dog but turn them away.
Don't smoke in a non-smoking home.
No, of course not.
First of all, if you're listening to this and you're still a heavy smoker, fucking quit.
Stop it.
Stop it
stop
right
it.
Now.
You this gotta
is,
stop.
This hun. Is the one thing that I have zero tolerance for.
Yeah.
It is not cool. You do not look cool. You're wasting your money and smoking is stupid.
And you're hurting the people around you.
Don't take over their house.
No. Come on.
So,
these are so obvious.
I so do this when I stay over at my aunt's house, like in the living room where we all sit. I like leave my computer, I like leave my iPad, all my books. And once I got the signal when I came in and my aunt had like put it all in a pile.
Yeah.
Don't be picky about the kind of food you eat.
No, absolutely not. So rude.
If you have a very specific diet, let's say like your dentist.
Yeah.
Your mom is very understanding, but dentist is lucky because your family is like cool about that. If you're going to a family member's house who is like all about the animal meats and you're not eating any of that, schedule a delivery of groceries ahead of time of stuff you can eat and then just tell the host that it's coming.
Yeah, be like, you know what? I didn't want you to have to worry. I know I have really strange eating habits. Yeah, there are people in my family who insist that they're gluten-free, except for when they really don't want to be gluten-free anymore, but they insist that my mom make gluten-free stuff.
Yeah.
Except they'll then also be eating the stuff that's not gluten-free. Yeah. And it's like, why are you asking her to go to all this trouble just so you can be trendy because they don't need to be gluten-free?
I know.
So it's obnoxious.
And, you know, I had a house guest over the summer who I was like, hey, can I like make you an English muffin for breakfast or something? He took my Thomas's English muffins, turned over, and he said, oh, no. Too many ingredients for me.
Calm the fuck down. I get so – I clearly have food issues, but, like, I get so upset when people – If you can't eat something, just say no thank you. You don't have to go into why not.
I know.
You just don't have to go into it.
Oh my goodness.
It's so hurtful and it's so obnoxious.
Don't expect to be entertained, right?
Right.
So if you're going to, you know, Aunt Susie's house or whatever, bring a book, bring an iPad, bring your laptop, bring a magazine so you can sit there and read quietly so she doesn't have to entertain you. She's got other stuff going on. She's doing a lot of cooking.
Totally. Yeah. You're not going to a Broadway show.
No, you're not.
You're going to someone's house.
I've also dealt with this too. This is from a different article. This is from 15 Rules for Dealing with Every Type of Rude House Guest from Elle Decor. Now, Elle Decor is kind of she.
Okay.
And one of their tips is how to deal with a house guest that leaves makeup on your washcloth. Like, oh, give me a break.
Washcloths, in the face.
Washcloths are meant to be washed.
Yes.
Like, if you are so picky about the residue that your guests are leaving on your towels, you need to come up with better stuff to worry about.
Get, like, black towels.
But this is one that I thought was interesting. The house guest that won't stop talking. You've spent every minute of the last 2 days with your friends and family that you love dearly, but you're starting to lose your mind. First, understand that you don't have an obligation to spend every minute with a house guest.
It's true.
Like, you can go in your room and shut the door. Secondly, don't be afraid to take time to reboot yourself. If you're an introvert, if you don't get recharged by spending time with a lot of other people around, eldecor.com suggests saying, "Hey, Kathy, I'd like to go to my room for a little rest now."
And when Kathy starts to follow you in, you slam the door in Kathy's face because she just doesn't get it.
I had this issue too. I had a house guest and I was like trying to get ready for bed and I was like trying to pack a bag. I was leaving on vacation the next day and the house guest got real drunk and then followed me around everywhere just constantly talking and trying to like show me funny videos on their phone. And I was like, please.
You just have to say, like, no.
I just need a little space right now.
And it's really frustrating, too, when people get drunk because then they lose all ability to really tell. I was at an event not too long ago and someone got very drunk and started arguing with someone else that I knew. And I was like, this is a disproportionate response to what my friend is. Oh, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a good sense of like politeness and manners when you're drunk.
And don't forget to ask about house rules.
Yeah.
When you show up to stay at somebody's house, even if it's a family member that you're really comfortable with.
Yeah.
Hey, what time do you go to bed?
Yes.
Like, do you care if I keep the TV on in my room?
Yeah.
Like, can you hear stuff from my room if I'm watching something on my laptop?
Yeah. Like, also, like, always assume that they want your shoes off.
Yes.
Because they might be polite and say it's okay, but take your shoes
just
off.
Just take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Like before you travel for Thanksgiving, make sure you have some nice socks.
Yeah, totally. Get some Bombas.
All right, shall we go to our Facebook fan page and just quickly see what else our taste buds are thinking about this holiday?
Sure.
This is an interesting one from Sydney. She goes, how do you not drink without explaining it when everyone else around you is drinking? So maybe Sydney is pregnant or maybe
she just doesn't want to drink.
She doesn't want to drink. I would say fake them out. I would say like bring a little bottle of non-alcoholic wine or grape juice in your purse.
Okay.
Grab a glass when no one is looking.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
It's a shame that you have to lie.
I know.
You know, people tend to feel better about things if you have like sparkling water, you put a lime in it.
Yes.
Because it looks like something that's also lying. I would just say, you know what? This is what has been happening for me. Booze makes me really sleepy all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. But like, which is true.
Yeah.
But or maybe that's your way of getting out of it.
Or I've been dealing with some headaches lately. So I'm just laying off the booze.
Yeah. Trying to make better choices for my body and blah, 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 whatever.
It's tough when you're newly pregnant and you don't want to drink in front
of
family.
Is she newly pregnant?
I don't know. She didn't say, but I'm being the ass that's assuming. Rachel wants to know, what surprising thing are you thankful for this year?
Oh.
I'll tell you what I'm thankful for.
What?
Your mom gifted both Neil and myself with mason jars of her homemade mixed berry jelly.
Yes.
And I've been smearing that over long flatbreads this week.
Oh, so good.
And then layering on very, very, very thin sliced pecorino romano.
That sounds really good.
Oh my God, it is so delicious.
That sounds like, wow.
Oh, that is what I'm thankful for.
I usually just eat it with a spoon straight from the jar.
Oh, mom's jelly.
You're a little classier about it than I am. What am I surprisingly grateful for? I think I'm grateful for my landlords. Because they're really wonderful people and they, you know, I've been living there for a couple years and they haven't kicked me out and like they've put up with a lot and I don't know. I am very grateful for them.
Oh, that's actually a really sweet thing to be.
I like my landlords.
Lauren says, how do I deal with spending Thanksgiving alone? My family is 800 miles away in all different directions and I only have that one Thursday off.
Ugh.
I hate it
when
companies don't give you that Friday off.
It's awful.
That
How dare
sucks.
They?
Sucks. And I've been in that position. Mm-hmm. My first job out of college, I went right back into New York City the next day into work and it sucks.
It's awful. When I worked for the bank, it was the same thing. I got one day off for Christmas, one day off for Thanksgiving.
God damn it.
You know what? I would maybe just not celebrate. I think I would take it as a bonus day off. So maybe, you know, because I feel like if I tried to celebrate it, it would make me sad because it would be so different from what I was used to doing.
Yeah.
So I would maybe take it as a bonus personal day. So are movie theaters open?
Yeah, like, of course.
Go see a movie. Yeah. Go take yourself out for a trip somewhere. Drive somewhere
or
that you've
like,
never been before.
Restaurants are open on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Take yourself out to dinner.
Yeah, see if you can get a reservation someplace. Go out to dinner.
If it were me and I was spending it alone, I would cook for myself.
That's cool.
I would cook something delicious for myself and not necessarily turkey because that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you can also just go and buy turkey breasts at the supermarket or a turkey leg or something. I would just make a small meal and like make a list of like holiday movies that you want to watch and just sit on your couch in your comfiest pajamas and like chill out.
Another thing you could do too is volunteer like at a soup kitchen, at a charity.
Fabulous idea.
I bet that would more than anything make you feel really fantastic because you're surrounded by people. You're observing the holiday. There's food. There's the same wonderful smells around of the you know, food cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're making a really positive difference.
Yeah. The best way to pick yourself up when you're down is by helping others.
Totally.
I mean, I've heard that time and time again.
Totally.
Megan says, holiday mishaps. Once my mom made corn souffle with Jiffy banana bread mix instead of cornbread.
Oh my gosh.
You know, once my mom and I both did this, she cooked the turkey upside down. Delish. And so I did it 1 year by accident as well. Delish.
What's the difference? All the juices run up.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, how do you... I did it upside down and let me tell you, it was good.
I mean, it's the same. Yeah, I mean, it's the same turkey. One person said, Jamie said, relatives who hate or critique your house think you should do XYZ and don't understand why you don't.
Yeah, that's rude. And a lot of times people will come over and be like, how much did you pay for this place? I'll give you a tip. So that article that I was reading before from Elle Decor, 15 Rules for Dealing with Every Type of Rude House Guest.
Yeah.
They said specifically when someone asks about you, about your rent or your mortgage, all you have to say is, I'm paying enough, and then laugh.
I think laughing can be very disarming and move it away. I would say another thing you could say is like, you're not actually asking me that question, are you?
Yeah. Yes. Make them feel really rude about
it. Shows that they're being rude.
Yeah.
Or you could say, you know what? Like if they're critiquing your decor, for example, or they're critiquing the space or whatever, mm-hmm. like, you know what? It's cheaper than a hotel, which was your other option.
Yes.
Again, like you're a guest. Yeah. You're lucky enough that I'm not charging you rent. Mm-hmm. Bring out the passive aggressive pants.
Yeah. Or the vacuum is in the closet if you'd like to help.
Yeah, exactly.
Are these dust bunnies bothering you? Vacuum that up.
Oh, thank you so much. The vacuum's actually over there. I really appreciate it. And put them to work.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more. Kathleen, do you do Black Friday?
I used to. Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. The online deals are so much better.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun, though, going to the mall.
Is it?
It is. You know,
I've done it once. It's not for Bethany.
I like to do it with my brother.
Yeah,
because
that's fun.
He doesn't get annoyed at the crowds and stuff.
Yeah.
He likes to like walk in. He and I like the same stores, Banana Republic, J. Crew, you know, Gap. We wear the same things.
Yeah.
And I like going in to get deals. It's fun sometimes. I don't really do it anymore. Yeah. Cyber Monday is so good.
I also just don't love the whole like culture of it where it's just people leaving their families to go spend money. Also because you're asking the people who work there to leave their families to go spend
money. Bonkers that stores open on Thanksgiving night.
I think it's awful.
I think it should be ruled against. It should be against the law.
Because you know that people who work in retail, you're not working in retail because you love the industry. You're working in retail because you need the money and you need the flexibility.
Yeah.
And so you're probably not in a position to say no if you're scheduled for Thanksgiving night. It's awful. And think if you work in retail and you have children. It's like, sorry, mommy or daddy has to go to their job on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Like, I think those companies should be very ashamed of themselves.
And I think it's a great opportunity for something that you really need to go on sale. But most of the time, you're buying stuff that you don't actually need.
Yeah, I don't need candles. I love a candle, but I know Bath & Body Works has great deals, but I don't need more candles.
What's one thing that you do actually need right now?
I really need a faux taxidermy head for this one part of my
kit. Okay, you don't.
No, I do. I'm not even making this
Bethany,
up. There is a section of my wall that is blank, and I need a faux taxidermy head.
You 100% don't.
I do. I promise you. It's a blank space. I'll show it next time you come over. What do you need?
I need a new white crisp button down from Banana Republic, the kind that I don't have to iron.
Okay, that's fair.
I do need one.
Whose answer was more entertaining?
No, yeah, your answer was way more entertaining.
And I also need it.
Here's a hot tip.
Hot take.
A hot take for shopping on Black Friday. If you have a credit card that gives you points, travel or whatever, for example, I have the United credit card.
Yeah.
if you're going to buy stuff online this Black Friday or this Cyber Monday, a lot of times, and I know this is true for United, they have a shopping portal. So let's say I'm going to buy stuff from Kohl's, or I'm going to buy stuff from Macy's or Nordstrom's or whatever. If you log onto your credit card website and find that portal and you go through their affiliate link, a lot of times they'll give you like 12 times the points or 6 times the points. At least I know United does this.
That's great.
So instead of going right to Macy's.com, like just go through their portal and you can get a lot of points on your credit card if you are going to do shopping this.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
Should we do what we learned this week?
I read this thing on Instagram, so you know that it's true. It says, if you're a night owl who feels most productive after 10 p.m., I'm about to ruin that for you because my doctor just told me that these bursts of energy are actually intended for your body to repair and regenerate during sleep.
Oh, no.
And late bedtimes are harmful for your long-term health.
Whoa.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
So when people are like, I'm my most productive at 3 a.m, your body isn't actually then repairing the things it needs to repair.
Exactly. Those bursts of energy that you get at that point in the night, you're supposed to be repairing then.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I'm someone who's like, I limit myself very much by being black or white, right? So like, I learned this from my nutritionist, again, food stuff, where it's either, let's say talk about pizza. It's either like one zone is I can't eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
The other zone is I will eat all of it. Mm-hmm. Screw it.
Yeah.
There's no control. I'm just going to eat it all.
Yeah.
So for me, the gray zone is very scary because there's no rules in the gray zone.
Yeah.
But my nutritionist told me that I was viewing it as black is one side of the shore, white is the other side of the shore, and the gray area was this vast river in between it with all of this room to screw up. And
the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, get too far into the wrong area, and then it's too late to go back to the right area.
You need to pretend that you're always on the Mayflower.
She said that the gray zone is just another zone. Yeah. It's like the black zone, the white zone, and then the gray zone. And gray is just like...
The gray is the area where you drink beer because they didn't have any water on the Mayflower.
Yeah, but then it's also like it's not, then you just have a beer and then you're over it. It doesn't have to be zero beers or every beer. It's just like, okay, then have a beer.
I like every beer.
I know, you like every beer. But like it just doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be this scary unknown. It's just the same.
I love that.
As a black zone or a white zone, it's just like also a different zone with like fewer rules.
And you know what? Taste buds, if you have a hard time with food and Thanksgiving is starting to stress you out, just float around in the gray zone for a little bit.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up.
Place to be.
Eating like this for one day is literally your body knows what to do. Don't worry about it.
There's going to be, God, I hate diet culture around Thanksgiving.
It's awful. Don't even listen to it.
Starve yourself the next day.
One thing I really hate, and I used to do an endorsement with one of them, and if I could take anything back, it would be that. Like weight loss centers, I think that they're very helpful for people who need to lose weight for their health because they do teach you things. But I think once you get to a certain weight, they should not be allowed to help you lose weight.
I know.
And one of the things that mine did was if you can make it through the holidays without putting on any weight, like you get a certain number of sessions for free or you get a certain number of like bars for free, and it just
encourages people
to starve themselves. Yeah. So eat with joy. And then like the next day you just live your life and your body knows exactly what to do with the food that it ate.
I know.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you, Bethany.
You're welcome, Kathleen.
All right. So just a second reminder. We've got a merch collection coming out. We talked about it earlier in the podcast. And we just want to hit you with that again.
Yeah. So just go to our socials and we will have links all over the place, and don't wait, order, because it shows that we can then come out with more designs and also like this is sort of limited edition stuff, so we want to make sure you get it.
So excited. All right, where can people find you on socials?
You can find me on Twitter at Radio Bethany, on Instagram at Miss Bethany Watson. That's MS Bethany Watson. What about you, Kathleen?
I'm at Webgirl Kathleen on everything. And if you'd like to follow this podcast, you can do so on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast, plus our Acquired Taste Podcast fan group.
You can send us an electronic mail and acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, we play them at the end of every episode. Our phone number is 917-994-0353.
You can also send a snail mail, Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
All right, Taste Buds, happy Thanksgiving. We hope everyone is healthy. We hope everyone has things that they're thankful for.
Yes.
And that you're spending today with loved ones, whether they be related to you or not.
Yes.
And some delicious food on your plate.
We are thankful for you.
All right, Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. My name is Amanda. I'm calling from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So this year is going to be a very different Thanksgiving for me, and I'm super thankful. So I've had some family issues in the past, and I actually have not seen my mom in almost 20 years. And this year we reconnected, and we're spending Thanksgiving together. It's going to be really cool to see her and actually spend the holiday with her.
Hey, Bethany. Hey, Kathleen. It's Kristen. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and all the Taste Buds on the Facebook group. You guys have been so great. I really do appreciate it because it's been pretty rough, but things are going to be okay next year, hopefully.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. My name's Michelle, and I just wanted to say that I'm thankful for time. They always say that time heals everything. It's really true, and this time last year with my boyfriend of 6 years, he was only 28 years old, was actually diagnosed with brain cancer. During this time last year, he was actually in hospice care, and I was visiting him every day, and it was just a very dark time in my life, one full year later, and it's just crazy what can happen in a year. Really, what I'm trying to say is I'm very thankful for time. I'm thankful for my strength. And I just want to let other taste buds know out there, if they're going through a hardship right now, that they can get through it.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. It's Mika, your Eastern Pennsylvania taste bud. I'm thankful my brother-in-law decided to move back in with us because now I have a cat, and I hope he knows he's never getting it back.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Dominique. I am very thankful for you guys because you guys keep me saner than you can possibly know. And I'm also thankful for my dad. He had some mega health issues earlier this year, and he's here with us for Thanksgiving, and that's an amazing thing.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany and all the other taste buds out there. This is Taste Bud Megan from Pennsylvania. So in addition to amazing family, friends, a career that's fulfilling, I am very thankful for Emma Watson's recent reframe on being single, to which she calls being self-partnered. It's a wonderful reframe, and just changing those words has really changed my perspective on it in such a positive way. And so thank you, Emma Watson, and your self-partnered vocabulary. And so I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks as always for your podcast.
Hi, this is Katarina. What I'm most grateful for this year is my family and friends. My dog passed away in September, and they have been there for me, checking in on me. I'm also grateful for the podcasts that are available and the friendships that people may not know that we have with one another.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Maddie from Cleveland, and what I'm thankful for this year is my 2.5-week-old son that I'm currently nursing. And I nurse and listen to your podcast a lot because nobody tells you that nursing can get really boring. Love you guys.
Hi, ladies. This is Steph from the Poconos. I have a lot to be thankful for this year. Unfortunately, my best friend's father just passed away last week, and so I'm very aware of being thankful for everything in my life, but especially I'm thankful this year for my family still being with me, with my mom and my dad, that they'll have us over for dinner and they'll share their beer and wine and food and time with us. I'm thankful for Kathleen and Bethany for creating this space for us. It's been a great year, really, and I don't have much to complain about.
Hey, ladies. This is Jessica in Illinois. Just wanted to call and wish you both a happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful this year for where I am at in my own soul searching. I'm thankful for the health of my family. I'm thankful to still have my parents to celebrate with. I'm thankful for you, ladies, so that my long drives are not so mundane. And I'm just overall blessed.
Hello, dear taste buds. This is your good friend Tequila. I just want to wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all, a good night.